Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we have with us Aaron Perner with Cap Carpets and Pam Bowe, who's the Executive Director of the Floor Covering Business-to-Business Association. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could be with us. You guys had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, I believe, in Atlanta, didn't you?
Yes, we did indeed, Kemp.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about, I think you had some news coming out of that meeting.
One of the most exciting things I think I would tell you is, and I'm going to kind of share some internal data from CAP, which is the company. For those of you that don't know me, I run a floor covering business, very much like a lot of the retailers that are out there. Let me share some statistics with you that for those folks that are out there that are not currently using B2B, and, you know, we accumulated this data and then brought it down and made a presentation to the group at large to demonstrate how much success that we're having as a group. We currently, 60% of our product catalog records are coming in via B2B.
Mm-hmm.
Almost half, if you take the number of invoices that are being, you know, sent to us, we're not ripping open envelopes and sorting them into terms piles and stamping and receiving for date received. We have, you know, half from a numeric standpoint of our invoices that come in, it's actually about 47%, are coming in electronically via e-commerce with B2B. And that, from a dollar standpoint, you know, we're very close to that same 50% number of our total dollars that we're paying bills on. In addition to that, the purchase order capability that you can order through B2B online, and I'm not talking about going to Shaw online or going to their websites. I'm talking about going right out of the flooring software that we use. So we just are able to do it very efficiently out of the same place. For those providers that we are doing purchase orders with, we're about 82% of our purchase orders are going in electronically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really happy with our progress, and I would really strongly encourage those folks that are not on B2B, because I know business is not so good, and you probably have a little bit of time right now to sharpen the saw. Now is the time to do it, and we're having great success. You can too.
A lot of people hear about this and probably roll their eyes. So, I mean, when you say the software you're using, are you talking about like an RFMS package, or what software are you using on your PC to communicate with all of these suppliers?
I use RFMS, but I apologize in advance if I miss some of you, because we've got some great participants, and Pam helped me name them all. But the folks like CDMS, Vincom, B2B, you've got QFloors, you've got...
You have CompuFloor, you have Rollmaster, you have Pacific Solutions.
Yeah. Is Danzig in there?
And Danzig is in there, as well as Gartman. Danzig and Gartman, much more focused on the distributor portion of the supply chain. And on our website, fcb2b.org, it lists all of the members of FCB, the FCB2B, the organization, that are software developers, and talks about what their software actually contains as it pertains to B2B, this whole EDI electronic method of exchanging documents.
Okay. And Aaron, a minute ago, you said that half of your business, now I know you have a pretty big business, and I mean, you've got retail locations in St. Louis and Kansas. How come only half?
It's really related to the distributor base that we have.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple of distributors that I have that have not come online yet.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously, Kemp, I mean, you know our business real well because we've been friends for a long time, but... You know, we've got a very diverse business. So, I mean, you know, we do a lot of designer-oriented materials with our ProSource division. We're a member of CCA.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got full service. We've got cash and carry. We've got wholesale. You know, we've got aviation-related interests that we provide materials for. So, we're fairly diverse.
Right.
You know, I've heard numbers as high as 80% or higher for those people that are more retail companies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and like you say, you can to get more information on the companies that work in this system, you can go to FCB2B, which is Frank Charlie Boy,
number two, boy.org.
Okay.
Exactly. And there's a whole section on that site, Kemp, that the group, FCB2B.org, the association, the membership is primarily people who are either software developers, some retailers like Aaron, some associations like CCA, Starnet, Resource, Abbey, those groups, and the mills, the material producers and distributors. Those are the main membership. But on the website, since the focus, or one of the focuses of the membership, the group, the association, is to get the word out to the end users, the retailers, the flooring contractors, the guys who can use this software and use this technology. So a great deal of the website is not technical babble stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just plain language on how this works. There are five different, we call them documents, and of course because it's technical, we've decided to number them. But forget the numbers. They're basically, it's a purchase order, an acknowledgement, an advanced shipping notice, an invoice, and a product price catalog. So those five documents that we do every day in our business, they can now be done instead of manually, they can be done electronically. So it talks about how those things work on the website. It talks about who has used it, their experience. There's been some testimonials. And it's in a, you know, it's a, you can either, it's like an executive summary, if you will, and just go through some of the high points, or you can dig deeply into it. And again, those software developers that are B2B enabled, they're listed on the site, so you can get more information about each of them.
All right, well, listen, I'm all about keeping it simple. So basically what you're telling me is that you can place orders, you can pay bills, you can update price lists, you can check on shipments, you can do all of that through this common code system, I guess, that you've come up with. Is that right?
That is correct.
Am I missing any other things that you can do?
Well, currently, those are the things, with the exception of checking, updating an order status. That's not quite there yet, so okay. I don't want to say that it is. But again, purchase order acknowledgement, advanced shipping notice, invoice, and product price catalog, those guys are covered. They're down. But along with this whole technology, what's so exciting about it is these are the five that we chose to begin with. There was the five basic elements of anybody who's in business in flooring. But beyond that, the technology will allow us to create electronic methods for things like MSDS sheets, claims, freight issues. The rest of the world uses EDI every day, all the time. That's how your banking is done. That's how your airline reservations are done. That's how the trucking industry works. That's how the stuff gets to the grocery. And because of that, EDI is in effect for all of those different types of transactions. All we need to do is to take the basic foundation that's used and make sure that it works for the idiosyncrasies, things that are exclusive to the flooring industry, like roll versus cut, dilot, all of that.
And this, other than paying for the software from, say, RFMS or QFloor, whoever it is, there's no charge for using this code system, is there?
Aaron, you probably could answer that. There's none that I'm aware of.
That's correct. What you typically do is the software providers will have some fee that they will charge you as part of your, you know, normal software maintenance agreement.
Right.
But as far as the exchange of documents, there's no additional charge. And I'd like to add one other thing, Kim. You were saying that you know, what additional things, if you currently are picking up the phone and calling to get updates on status, a lot of the vendors provide a second acknowledgement. What they'll do is send you another order acknowledgement if there's a change of status that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We get several of those. So if you place your order electronically through this B2B system, you get an initial order acknowledgement, but then if there's a back order or whatever it might be, they'll let you know what the change in status was.
Okay. With you, your Big Bob's, your CCA Global, you're aligned with at least one or two mills. It takes care of all of that. You don't have to do it one way and then turn around and do it another way. Is that right?
That's right. That's the beauty of the standard.
Uh-huh. All right, guys. Well, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you guys being with us. I know this is an interesting topic for many of the retailers out there. I've been talking to Pam Bowe, who is the Executive Director of the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, and Aaron Perner, who is the owner of Cap Carpets. And you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.